Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. Connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy Priest with this week's devotional. The call of Christ changes a person. That change begins when we are saved, being justified once and forever, but refined continuously as we go through this life, walking with the Lord and maturing in our faith. This change should not only be evident to us, but it should also be evident to others as well. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, we read, "Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." As the Apostle Paul opened chapter 4 of his epistle to the church in Ephesus, he began by reiterating how he understood his place in life, a prisoner of the Lord. We saw this exact same phrase used one chapter earlier in Ephesians 3, verse 1, "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." As we learned when we studied that passage, Paul was indeed in prison when he wrote this letter, yet he did not consider himself a prisoner of the Roman governor. Instead, he recognized that he was a prisoner of Christ. The acceptance of God's perfect sovereign will no doubt allowed Paul to find joy, hope, and peace even while being held in captivity. There is a lot we can learn from Paul's humble, uncomplaining recognition of where God had him. In our passage today, Paul pleaded with the church to walk in a manner worthy of our calling. Christians are called to be different. In fact, we must be different. If the world can't tell us apart from itself, we should seriously question the soundness of our faith and belief in Christ, who has sanctified us in His blood, and is, at this very moment, making intercession for us as our high priest before God the Father. See Hebrews 7, verse 25. Now being saved and sealed by the Holy Spirit, see Ephesians 1, verse 13, we are called to live above reproach and to reflect Christ's goodness, mercy, love, and justice in everything we do. Paul gives several examples of how to walk the walk as a professing believer. We are to act with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. When you think about it, this reflects Christ's life on earth and His character even now as our intercessor. He was humble, suffering the death of a common criminal even while being the sinless creator of the universe. He was gentle, showing kindness and love to the lost and destitute. And His gospel unifies the true church through the work of the Holy Spirit. See Philippians 2, Luke 5, John 5, and John 17. Paul had similar instruction in his final letter to Timothy, where he wrote, "The Lord's slave must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged, with gentleness correcting those who are in opposition, if perhaps God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of truth." 2 Timothy 2, verse 24 and 25. We too should strive to live in such a manner worthy of our high calling, as Christ's chosen bride. While the world seeks selfish gain, Christians must be the opposite, seeking the salvation of the unsaved, being kind, gentle, tolerant, peaceful, and loving. Now, this doesn't mean we are to blindly tolerate and merrily accept sin, either that of those who openly oppose Christ, nor of self-professing Christians who are actively living in disobedience. See Ephesians 5, verse 11, and 1 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 5. However, we should approach these situations with an attitude of humility and prayer, knowing that we too were once of the same mind before we were saved. See Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. Being a Christian is certainly not always easy. In fact, Jesus called it the narrow way for a reason, but it is the only road that leads to heaven. So let's endeavor to live every moment today considering our divine calling as saints and slaves of Christ and glorify God at every chance He gives us. Thank you so much for listening today to the Truth Matters Church podcast. We invite you to subscribe to our podcast and mark us as a favorite if you haven't already. And for more biblical teaching, please connect with us at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.